An exhausted researcher finds himself collapsed on a hill overlooking a harbor. Unable to move, the man sees the night sky begin its transition to day. As a heron passes in the sky, the man's mind clears. The next day, the man walks into his workplace and presents his letter of resignation. Hi, welcome to Tea and Mystics Podcast. Here we are sharing the words of wisdom from the world's mystics, philosophers, and wisdom teachers. My name's Kim. Masanobu Fukuoka was born on February 2, 1913 in Aio, Japan. As a young man, he studied microbiology and agricultural science, and he began his career as an agricultural customs inspector. While he was recovering from pneumonia and exhaustion, Fukuoka had the realization that he knew nothing. This is what led him to leave his government job and to rediscover a way of farming that learns from and honors nature. Fukuoka shares, "I could see that all the concepts to which I had been clinging, the very notion of existence itself, were empty fabrications. My spirit became light and clear. I was dancing wildly for joy. I could hear the small birds chirping in the trees and see the distant waves glistening in the rising sun. The leaves danced green and sparkling. I felt that this was truly heaven on earth." In the book One Straw Revolution, Fukuoka shares what he has learned from his years of farming. He shares both the practical methods for his natural farming and his philosophical insights. "The first time I read One Straw Revolution, I came to understand that what Fukuoka was presenting was a way for being in the world. To approach his natural farming example, one must first begin by reflecting on and altering the way they view themselves and their place in the wider world. Since first discovering the book some years back, I have returned to it each spring for new rejuvenation. I have a much-loved copy of the New York Review Books Classics edition, and it is from that book that the quotes I share have been taken." While there is much to discuss when you are looking specifically at the method of organic farming that Fukuoka used, for Tea and Mystics, I am just really going to focus in on some of the philosophical and spiritual insights that Fukuoka shares in the book One Straw Revolution. The first profound insight that Fukuoka shares is that humans have become too disconnected from the world around them. Humanity believes that it understands and can even improve nature. This disconnection has led to unhealthy agricultural practices and unhealthy ways of being. Fukuoka shares, "To the extent that people separate themselves from nature, they spin out further and further from the center. Nature does not change, although the way of viewing nature invariably changes from age to age. I think an understanding of nature lies beyond the reach of human intelligence. Why is it impossible to know nature? That which is conceived to be nature is only the idea of nature arising in each person's mind." By allowing ourselves to release conceptions of what we think we know, or may even think we have mastered, can open us up to a more holistic view of the world, and this can lead us to see how we are all connected to it. It can reawaken a sense of awe to the rhythms and mysteries of nature. Before beginning to work with or manipulate nature, Fukuoka argues that we should contemplate what it is to be human. Quote, "Before researchers become researchers, they should become philosophers. They should consider what the human goal is. what it is humanity should create. Tapping into the wisdom of many spiritual traditions, Fukuoka understands how our desires can lead to unhappiness and create imbalance in the world. Extravagance of desire is the fundamental cause which has led the world into its present predicament. Humanity must stop indulging the desire for material possessions and personal gain and move instead toward spiritual awareness. Material life and diet should be given a simple place. If this is done, work becomes pleasant and spiritual breathing space becomes plentiful. There is a spiritual depth to natural farming that goes beyond the material results that it can provide. By observing our natural surroundings and working with nature, we can learn and even improve ourselves. We can grow as the crops grow. With these practices, a more peaceful world can be realized. Fukuoka shares, "The ultimate goal of farming is not the growing of crops, but the cultivation and perfection of human beings. Let us say, the key to peace lies close to the earth." Fukuoka argues for each person to have a small plot of land that they can work on. Everyone should have the opportunity to work with the land and to grow their own food. And by working with the land, humanity can begin to be rejoined with the mysteries of nature. For too long, we have separated ourselves from our world. We have delegated the acquisition of knowledge to research specializations. This method of division has, in Fukuoka's opinion, created many of the problems we now face on a global scale. One Straw Revolution is a beautiful book. While much of the book is focused on how to do the actual techniques of natural farming, it also offers profound insights in how to participate in the world as a whole. I believe many of the lessons within the book can be applied to all facets of life. It is a book that is perfect to read at any time, but I personally find it especially profound during the spring season. I hope this episode of Tea and Mystics has inspired you to go out and put your hands into the soil and perhaps to grow something during this coming spring and summer into fall seasons. And I hope that if you have found this episode interesting, you will pick up a copy of One Straw Revolution by Masanobu Fukuoka and to begin to get into the depths of wisdom that the author shares. Thanks so much for spending time with Tea and Mystics. While recording this episode, I have been sipping on some creamy Earl Grey tea from Citizen Tea. Cheers!